A human soul is something of great splendor before God. This is why God desires us to be perfectly pure. And it's not by being faultless in our ways that we will become pure. No, it is through repentance for our sins and through humility only. You see, it's quite different. The saints are not faultless souls, but those who get up again and again each time they fall and ask forgiveness. It's very different. Therefore, let's make use of the wonderful means the Lord puts into our hands. Let's help the souls still waiting to possess God and who yearn because of this delay. Imagine you are in their place. They have already seen this splendid God and their desires with all their heart to be with Him. Also, we must not forget that the prayer of children has an immense power on the heart of God. So let's teach our children to pray. I remember a little girl to whom I had spoken about the poor souls. I said to her, "Now you are going to pray for the souls of all the members of your family and friends who are already dead. Would you like to go before Jesus and ask Him?" She went before Jesus, and 5 minutes later she returned and I asked her, "What did you ask the Lord?" She answered, "I asked the Lord to deliver all the souls in purgatory." This answer struck me greatly, and I realized I'd been miserly in my request. But this little girl had understood straight away what to ask for. Children sense so much. They can obtain so much from the heart of God. Also, let's mention here retired people and all those who have free time. If they went to Mass often, even daily, what a treasure of grace they would store up, not only for themselves, but also for their deceased and for thousands of souls. The value of one single Mass is immeasurable, if we only realize that. Never forget, we have the power in our hands to help our brothers be saved, together with Jesus our Savior and Redeemer. Isn't this wonderful?